Vaishnavananda Sahasrara, knowing him to be declared by the Lord himself to be the most intimate of the Vaishnava devotees in this world. There's a famous story of when Sanatana Goswami was living here at Kapaleshwar Mahadev. He used to sit in his bhajan kutir and meditate on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and on the instructions that Sri Gauranga gave him while living in Varanasi together for 1 month. Sanatana Goswami wrote such great books here as the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Hari Bhakti Vilas. It is explained that sometimes at night he would write and he would take dry leaves and he would burn them to give one after another to give enough light so he could continue his writing. In those days, the Goswamis, they used to carve with like a certain type of piece of metal. They would carve into palm leaves in beautiful Sanskrit poetry all of their books. But at that time, there was tens and thousands of mosquitoes that would gather here every night. And just like, you know how difficult it is to do anything when you are being eaten by mosquitoes. Throughout all the night, day after night after night after night, Sanatana Goswami was just being eaten by big, hungry mosquitoes. So he was thinking that for me to better perform my devotional service to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I should leave this place the next day and find a better, more suitable place for my service. But when Lord Mahadev understood this, he became very much afraid to lose the association of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Because association with devotees is the most pleasurable thing in all of creation. And to be without the association of devotees is the most painful thing in all of creation. So Lord Shankar appeared in the form of a Brahmin, and he said to Sanatana Goswamiji that you stay here one more night, no more mosquitoes will bother you. And then he went back into his form of Lord Shiva, and he went to the divine worlds where the various demigods presiding over the various aspects of material creation are residing. And he went to the particular demigod who was in charge of all insect life. And he ordered him that no more mosquitoes should be at Manasi Ganga, Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. So by the grace of Srila Sanatana Goswami, never again did any mosquitoes come to disturb his devotional service. When he was living here, every day he would go on the full Govardhan Parikrama. Today we are doing it one day, and some of you are feeling very tired. Others may be thinking, when will this end? Others are thinking that I hope this goes on forever.
Arriba!
We have a good portion of those.
But Sanatana Goswami, he followed this vow year after year after year. And when he was very, very old, in his late 70s, going on to his 80s, still, every day, with great, great difficulty, he would perform this Govardhan Parikram. Because you see, this Govardhan Parikram is an act of worship. It is an act of seva. It is a sacrifice. It is a tapasya for the pleasure of the Lord. So although he was performing this parikram every day, it was with great, great difficulty. So Lord Sri Krishna, who is always very much concerned with the welfare and the pleasure of his pure devotees. One day he appeared to Sanatana Goswami in the form of a little cowherd boy. And he said to Sanatana that now you are very old. There is no need for you to perform the entire Govardhan Parikrama, because every stone of Govardhan Hill is fully manifesting the entire of the Govardhan Hill. So the little boy ran to the top of Govardhan Hill and he brought back a very big, beautiful Shila. And on that Shila was his own footprint. And he gave that to Sanatana Goswami. And he said, every day from this day on, you do the parikrama of this Shila and you will have the same benefit and you will please me to the same extent as if you went around the entire Govardhan Hill.
Four times
to go around the Shila. So this Govardhan Shila is in the Radha Damodar temple where we will be visiting in the near future during our Brahma Mandal Parikrama. Srila Sanatana Goswami, whatever he did was without any consideration of his own enjoyment, but always for the pleasure of the Lord. But actual humility is that willingness to make great sacrifices and put oneself last and put the will of the Lord, the Guru, and the devotees first. When Sanatana Goswami was living in Jagannath Puri, and he was invited for lunch by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Jamala Gardens, which is also a place of Lord Shiva. It was noon, and he went by the beach, and his feet were scorched by the burning sand. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why didn't you go by the Singhadwara Gate? It is very cool and shady. Sanatana said, because I am so low, and I am so contaminated, that the pujaris coming from worshipping the deity, coming in and out, if any of them would have come close to me and possibly touched me and gone in to worship Jagannath, it would have been a great offense. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, but the beach, the sand is like burning fire. And Sanatana Goswami, although his feet were terribly blistered, he said, my Lord, I was so much thinking that I am coming to see you on your order that I didn't even notice that the sand was hot. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would often embrace Sanatana Goswami and explain that you are the very embodiment of humility. In fact, your humility is breaking my heart. Sri Sanatana Goswami Ji Ki. There are so many wonderful stories we can tell of the six Goswamis. But to hear about them and to remember and to pray at their lotus feet for their causeless mercy at these holy places where they perform their bhajan is very special and it has great power. Sanatana Goswami would go down in his Ghats and bathe in the Manasi Ganga every day, offer prayers, wishing Giriraj Govardhan, as we have the same opportunity to follow in his footsteps as you today. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Jaisa Maharaj ne kaha tha ki hum सनातन गोस्वामी को प्रार्थना कर सकते हैं हमारा कोई क्वालिफिकेशन नहीं है तो कौन सा प्रार्थना करेंगे सुशील प्रभुपाद जी श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत में एक बहुत ही सुंदर प्रार्थना ये कौन सा जाय में मुझे याद नहीं है अभी लेकिन ये रघुनाथ गोस्वामी का प्रार्थना है सो अगर हम पूर्व आचार्यों का चरणों चिन्ह के पालन करते हैं तो फिर हम कुछ प्रार्थना कर सकते हैं। सो रघुनाथ गोस्वामी उनका विलाप कुसुमांजलि एक श्लोक है कि रघुनाथ के सनातन गोस्वामी के प्रार्थना है। प्रभुपाद जी एक चैतन्य चैतन्य के तात्पर्य में है, वैराग युग भक्ति रसम प्रयत्नाय अपाय माम अनविप्स मंदम कृपां बुजिर्ये पर दुख दुखी सनातनम तम प्रभुमाश्रयामि। वैराग युग भक्ति रसम, ये भक्ति रस बहुत ही सुमधुर है और सनातन गोस्वामी के पास ये वैराग युग वैराग से युक्त भक्ति रस है। लेकिन अपाय माम अनविप्स मम दम, अंधेरे अज्ञान का अंधेरे में हम उसको पाने के लिए तैयार नहीं था। अपाय माम अनविप्स मम दम, लेकिन ये सनातन गोस्वामी जबरदस्ती से मुझे पिलाया तो कृपम बुदुर ये पर दुख दुखी, वो तो एक कृपा के सागर है और फर दुख दुखी ये दुखों को कृपा करते हैं। कृपम ये फर दुख दुखी सनातनम तम प्रभु माश्रयामि, ये सनातन गोस्वामी मेरे प्रभु है और मेरे आश्रय है। सनातन गोस्वामी पार की।
Vaishnavananda Sattva, knowing him to be declared by the Lord himself to be the most intimate of the Vaishnava devotees in this world. There's a famous story of when Sanatana Goswami was living here at Kapaleshwar Mahadev. He used to sit in his bhajan kutir and meditate on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and on the instructions that Sri Gauranga gave him while living in Varanasi together for 1 month. Sanatan Goswami wrote such great books here as the Srihad Bhagavatamrita, Hari Bhakti Vilas. It is explained that sometimes at night he would write and he would take dry leaves and he would burn them to give one after another, to give enough light so he could continue his writing. In those days, the Goswamis, they used to carve with like a certain type of piece of metal. They would carve into palm leaves in beautiful Sanskrit poetry all of their books. But at that time, there was tens and thousands of mosquitoes that would gather here every night. And just like, you know how difficult it is to do anything when you are being eaten by mosquitoes. Throughout all the night, day after night after night after night, Sanatana Goswami was just being eaten by big, hungry mosquitoes. So he was thinking that for me to better perform my devotional service to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I should leave this place the next day and find a better, more suitable place for my service. But when Lord Mahadev understood this, he became very much afraid to lose the association of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Because association with devotees is the most pleasurable thing in all of creation. And to be without the association of devotees is the most painful thing in all of creation. So Lord Shankar appeared in the form of a Brahman, and he said to Sanatana Goswamiji that you stay here one more night, no more mosquitoes will bother you. And then he went back into his form of Lord Shiva, And he went to the divine world where the various demigods presiding over the various aspects of material creation are residing. And he went to the particular demigod who was in charge of all insect life. And he ordered him that no more mosquitoes should be at Manasi Ganga, Sanatana Goswami's Ajahn Sutra. So by the grace of Srila Sanatana Goswami, never again did any mosquitoes come to disturb his devotional service. When he was living here, every day he would go on the full Govardhan Parikram. Today we are doing it one day, and some of you are feeling very tired. Others may be thinking, when will this end? Others are thinking that I hope this goes on forever.
Arriba! Arriba!
We have a good portion of those.
But Sanatana Goswami, he followed this vow year after year after year. And when he was very, very old, in his late 70s, going on to his 80s, still, every day, with great, great difficulty, he would perform this Govardhan Parikram. Because you see, this Govardhan Parikram is an act of worship. It is an act of seva. It is a sacrifice. It is a tapasya for the pleasure of the Lord. So although he was performing this parikram every day, it was with great, great difficulty. So Lord Sri Krishna, who is always very much concerned with the welfare and the pleasure of his pure devotees, one day he appeared to Sanatana Goswami in the form of a little cowherd boy. And he said to Sanatana that now you are very old, there is no need for you to perform the entire Govardhan Parikram, because every stone of Govardhan Hill is fully manifesting the entire of the Govardhan Hill. So the little boy ran to the top of Govardhan Hill and he brought back a very big, beautiful Shila. And on that Shila was his own footprint. And he gave that to Sanatana Goswami. And he said, every day from this day on, you do the parikram of this Shila, and you will have the same benefit, and you will please me to the same extent as if you went around the entire Govardhan.
Four times.
Four times to go around the Shila. So this Govardhan Shila is in the Radha Damodar Temple, where we will be visiting in the near future during our Vajmanda Parikram. Srila Sanatana Goswami, whatever he did was without any consideration of his own enjoyment, but always for the pleasure of the Lord. This is the true understanding of say words that sound very humble, but actual humility is that willingness to make great sacrifices and put oneself last and put the will of the Lord, the Guru, and the devotees first. When Sanatana Goswami was living in Jagannath Puri and he was invited for lunch by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Jamala Gardens, which is also a place of Lord Shiva. It was noon, and he went by the beach, and his feet were scorched by the burning sand. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why didn't you go by the Singhadwara gate? It is very cool and shady. Sanatana said, because I am so low, and I am so contaminated, that the pujaris coming from worshipping the deity, coming in and out, if any of them would have come close to me and possibly touched me and gone in to worship Jagannath, it would have been a great offense. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, but the beach, the sand is like burning fire. And Sanatana Goswami, although his feet were terribly blistered, he said, my Lord, I was so much thinking that I am coming to see you on your order that I didn't even notice that the sand was hot. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would often embrace Sanatana Goswami and explain that you are the very embodiment of humility. In fact, your humility is breaking my heart. Sri Sanatana Goswami Ji Ki Jai! There are so many wonderful stories we can tell of the six Goswamis. But to hear about them and to remember and to pray at their lotus feet for their causeless mercy at these holy places where they perform their bhajan is very special, and it has great power. Sanatana Goswami would go down in his dhats and bathe in the Manasi Ganga every day, offer prayers, Vishnu Giriraj Govardhan, as we have the same opportunity to follow in his footsteps as you today. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
जैसे महाराज ने कहा था कि हम सनातन गोस्वामी को प्रार्थना कर सकते हैं, हमारा कोई क्वालिफिकेशन नहीं है, तो कौन सा प्रार्थना करेंगे? सुशील प्रभुपाद जी श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत में एक बहुत ही सुंदर प्रार्थना, एक कौन सा जाय में मुझे याद नहीं है अभी, लेकिन ये रघुनाथ गोस्वामी का प्रार्थना। सो अगर हम पूर्व आचार्यों का चरणों चिन्ह के पालन करते हैं तो फिर हम कुछ प्रार्थना कर सकते हैं। तो रघुनाथ गोस्वामी उनका विलाप कुसुमांजलि एक श्लोक है कि रघुनाथ के सनातन गोस्वामी के प्रार्थना है। प्रभुपाद जी एक चैतन्य चरितमृत के तात्पर्य में है, वैराग युग भक्ति रसम प्रयत्नाय अपाय माम अनुविप्समंदम कृपाम्बुदीर्ये पर दुख दुखी सनातनम तम प्रभुमाश्रयामि। By raga yuga bhakti rasam, ye bhakti ras bahut hi sumadur hai. Aur Sanatana Goswami ke paas ye by raga yuga, by rag se yukt bhakti ras hai. Lekin apaya maam anabipsamam dam, andhere agyan ka andhere mein hum उसको पाने के लिए तैयार नहीं था। अपाय माम अनुविप्समंदम, लेकिन ये सनातन गोस्वामी जबरदस्ती से मुझे पिलाया, तो कृपाम्बुदीर ये पर दुख दुखी, वो तो एक कृपा के सागर है और पर दुख दुखी ये दुखों को कृपा करते हैं। कृपाम्बुदे ये पर दुख दुखी सनातनम तम प्रभु माश्रयामि, ये सनातन गोस्वामी मेरे प्रभु है और मेरा आश्रय है। सनातन गोस्वामी पार की।